And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. No, it is not Mayor Kel Palguda, Marty here. It is our week for the show. I guess we're having trouble catching up in 2020. So glad you're joining us. Lots of good things going on as the year starts out. Many of us had a great time out at the Polar Bear Splash, kicking off the new year on January the 4th, although I will have to admit I did not jump in the pool, but I was there with our little snowballs, with a little snowball toss for all the folks over there, and thank you to Culver's for donating single scoop ice cream coupons for our winners, so it was a great day out there. So it's 2020, and as with this year, it is a census year. So we'll be talking to Gary Davis, the planner with the town of Prescott Valley, on those plans with Prescott Valley for counting all of our folks, along with John Agin and what's going on with the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club. If you're looking to start your year off and do some volunteering, well, we can talk to you about the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club. And Chamber Spotlight on Business, I have Bud Jones Real Estate joining me along with F&J's 24-hour garage door service. So lots of good things going on with the show today. Stick with us. We're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from delivering your best smash shot on the pickleball court. The Vein Center at the Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back in the game. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Whew, it's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Gary Davis. He's a planner with the town of Prescott Valley and community development, but one of his projects going on this year for 2020 is educating us all on the census. So, welcome, Gary.
Great. Thanks, Marnie. Happy Prescott Valley Day.
Yay! I know we love Tuesdays around here. Okay, so let's talk about the census. Mm-hmm. It is part of the Constitution.
That's right. It's in the Constitution. The federal government has to perform a census every 10 years to find out how many people live in particular areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we find out how many people live in particular areas. Mm-hmm. We're counting heads. We're counting, you know, residences, people in the homes. And then what is the reasoning behind it, other than keeping track of what the population is at any given time?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of it has to do with distributing federal funds. About $670 billion in federal funding is distributed using census statistics. And
so there's money in numbers, huh?
There is. And in 2016, about $20 billion of that went to Arizona. So if you're undercounted, the money that should go to us goes to somebody else. It's out there. It's just we need to get our fair share of it. And to do that, we need a full and accurate count.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also included in that is representation.
That's right.
In Congress or in our legislative districts, whether it's state or federal.
That's right. That helps determine how many seats in the U.S. House of Representatives the state gets.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps determine the boundaries of the districts when the districts are drawn up.
Oh, okay. Okay. So important both ways.
Right.
Funding, number one.
Right.
And then, you know, representation. You want your voice heard. And so, okay.
That's right. And it's not just federal funding that's at stake here, too. It's right. State funding. Mm-hmm. Because there is a state fund called State Shared Revenue, which is a portion of the state's income tax revenue that is distributed to cities. And that's distributed to cities based on population.
Right.
So if one city is undercounted, they don't get the state funding for parks, libraries, police, those kinds of things.
Right.
That they should be getting for that population that they serve.
Their fair share.
That's right.
That's right. So a lot of people, how intrusive is this census questionnaire?
It's, from what I understand, it's going to be very simple. It's going to be about 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the process will work is in the middle of March, starting about March 12th, I think they told me, then you'll receive in the mail a postcard, and that postcard will instruct you how to respond to the census by either online. They'll give you an address where you can go online and go through a secure, encrypted process to just respond directly online and respond to the 10 questions and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can respond by phone. You can call in to their number and respond over the phone that way. Both online and on the phone, there are a number of languages available beyond English.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's very inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, if you're old school, you want to fill out the old questionnaire like you did 10 years ago, the paper questionnaire, you can request a paper questionnaire. One can be sent to you, and you can send that back by mail. So there's three ways, phone, online, and paper questionnaire.
Right. And that's why I asked you about the questions, because I seem to recall, you know, I've filled it out many decades now. I'm not going to say how many, but, you know, on my once I moved out of my own home, my parents' home. And so I just remembered it somehow being laborious. And they streamlined that process now.
Well, sometimes people will remember a process. There are census enumeration processes done in between the decennial census years.
Oh.
That get a little more in depth on questions. But this is just a very basic 10-question questionnaire for the decennial.
So being that getting an accurate count of your population is beneficial to a community, a town, and let's say in this particular case, a town in Prescott Valley, what is the town doing to make sure that they reach every resident in the town of Prescott Valley?
Well, we're going on this program, which reaches everybody, so that's a good start. We're getting messages out in our libraries. That's pretty key. A lot of our citizens come through our libraries. We've got information there. Every library employee, certainly in the town of Prescott Valley, and I believe all the other libraries in Yavapai County, are going to be trained on how to help people if they've got questions mm-hmm. about responding, so they can respond at the computer terminals online at the library.
Right. So if you don't have your own computer at home, mm-hmm. you can go to the library, and that is a secure.
Right.
Yes, it's secure. So, I mean, a lot right. of people are concerned about their private and personal information being out there in, you know, the world, and that's
right.
not necessarily the case. Like you said, it's encrypted, and mm-hmm. there's a whole lot of blocks that information won't get out.
Right, and once it goes to the Census Bureau, it's protected by law there, too.
Mm-hmm.
All the specific information, names, addresses, things like that, are locked up. And when the information is transferred to the president at the end of the process, that information is transferred in statistical format only, which means there's no names, no addresses involved. It just says in this particular block group, this many people live here, this many households are here,
right.
these are the age groups, that sort of thing. The specific information, the names and addresses, that is protected for 72 years. So in the year 2092, if somebody wants to drive their hovercraft down and find their ancestry, that information will be available then. But until then, it's locked up, and
right.
it can't even be transferred in between departments in the federal government.
Now that you mention it, I have some friends and family very, very active in ancestry
mm-hmm.
Research, and they find these things, and it's census documents, but they go back 100 years
right.
or 200 years when they're really looking for, you know, a lot further back lineage. So anyway, okay, so these cards get mailed to every residence
mm-hmm.
and every apartment, everyone where someone could be living. Right? Okay, so, and it is filled out by the head of household. So only one person would fill it out for that particular home, or does everybody have to fill out that they live there too?
They just need a questionnaire for that household.
Okay.
That questionnaire will list how many people are in the household. So whether it's the head of household that fills it out, it doesn't matter as long as it gets sent back in.
Right. Now, what happens if it goes to those apartments and you have multiple roommates? Let's say it's an apartment.
Whoever's living there, whoever is living at that address, that's what we need to count.
So if, let's say we were roommates,
mm-hmm.
you know, hypothetically.
Sure.
We were roommates, and so that card came to apartment number 9 or whatever. You would fill it out, and then I would fill it out as being living at that place.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one of those questions. And mm-hmm. what about kids? Let's say it's coming out and students that may be living, you know, on campus,
mm-hmm.
one of our local universities. How does that work? Because they have their main residence as their home that might mm-hmm. be someplace else, but they're actually living in a residence hall or an apartment attending university.
If they're actually living in a residence hall, that will be counted there in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever they spend their most of their time, where they're actually living,
right.
that's where we would count them. Same thing with people who live in RVs. Wherever you live most of the year, if you live in Prescott Valley, more of the year than you do anywhere else, then that's where you fill out your form. And that's where your address is.
Right, and so somehow they would catch up to you to let you know that you need to go online and be counted.
Right. And in rural areas, for example, where mm-hmm. you just have a post office box,
right.
there might be enumerators. People with clipboards go out there and say, we're from the Census Bureau. If you see those people, they are going to have picture IDs, and they're going to have an 800 phone number where you can call and verify that they're legit. So if anybody comes up to your house and they don't have that information, definitely question it. But census, if you fill out the form online, if you phone it in, if you mail it in, you shouldn't be visited by a Census Bureau unless there was something that wasn't filled out correctly.
Right.
And if they have to verify something, then they might send somebody back. Otherwise, you fill out all the answers, send it in, and you're done.
Okay, so let's get back to that, what you were mentioning, because that's a simple process. Phone, mail, or you can go online.
Or online, yes.
So, but you talk about the enumerators and people working the census and are out there in the field trying to reach those that maybe are more rural areas, outside the grid, that kind of thing. Those jobs, there's still jobs available, right?
There still are jobs available.
Because that's a position that they're hiring for.
They hire a lot of people for those positions, and they're hiring right now. There are still lots of positions available.
And so how would they go about applying for that or finding what's available?
Probably
any more information.
Best way to find out information on that, on employment, or on the census process in general, is just go to 2020census.gov.
2020census.gov.
Mm-hmm.
In meantime, those cards come out when?
They will be mailed out middle of March. Should be hitting mailboxes March 12th or after.
And then the deadline to answer and respond?
By April.
By April, and then the follow-up through the...
There'll be follow-up after that if, like I say, something isn't filled out entirely or they don't receive a questionnaire back.
Well, so all you can say, it's a good deal, and you talk about be counted. It can affect the bottom line for the community that you live in on the shared revenues and funding for the government, and that's a variety of programs that goes from roads to water to you name it.
You name it.
The airport, you know, federal funding from the airport. That's all
highways,
very, very important.
Absolutely.
So, again, numbers mean dollars.
Yes.
In our case. And Prescott Valley has really, really grown since the 2010 census.
Yes, it's very important that rapidly growing areas get counted properly as well.
Exactly, because we don't want 2010 funding when we've got 2020 population.
That's right.
So get your form when you get it. Do it right away. Get online and just answer the 10 questions.
Yep.
Easy. You need help, go to the library, Prescott Valley Library. We've got wonderful people over there willing to help. Or you can just call us at the chamber and we can call Gary and ask him more questions.
Super.
How's that?
Very good. Yes, it's important, it's easy, and it's secure.
Okay, and then just look around and you'll see census swag around that says, I count.
Yep.
And
we'll
I count. So thank you,
right.
Gary. Gary
thank
Davis
you.
From Planning and Community Development in the town of Prescott Valley joining us talking about the 2020 census. And watch for your mailbox coming about the middle of March. All right, short break here. When we come back, more here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ and 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Well, if some of you are like me and the new year comes, we're like, new me, new what's going on, goals and resolutions and all that crazy stuff. Although I do have to say I've cleaned out four closets just since the new year, so I'm pretty proud of accomplishing some of my goals. But anyway, one of the things that people look to do is serve. Volunteer. Look for an organization where they can give us some time and some, you know, not necessarily even money, but time to help others. And one of them that's near and dear to my heart, and I've been a member of for 13 years now, and that's the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club.
Roar.
Joining me is John Agin, who is the treasurer of the club, but he's also a past president, and he does a variety of things. And hi, John.
Hi there.
How are you?
How are you, Marty?
I'm good. Roaringly good.
Good.
So one of the things that's happening this year, we just kind of hit that milestone anniversary of 35 years of serving our community through sight and hearing.
On December 31st, this past December 31st, was 35 years that we received our charter from Lions International. So
yes.
You're right. 35 years of serving the community, and we've done a lot in 35 years and continue to do so.
Yes. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that, but we do have a special evening coming up on January the 23rd
right. That
we'll be at council meeting for a proclamation
right. Celebrating
and recognizing the 35 years of the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club. So
it'll be Prescott Valley Early Birds Lions Day that day. So
we feel like it's a Lions Day every day because we're always thinking about ways to serve the community and provide, you know, sight and hearing tests and glasses and for those that not necessarily able to afford them.
And we're going to be celebrating all year long, so.
Everything's going to be.
It's like a birthday, you know.
It's a birthday. That's what we did last year with the chamber. It was 45 years all year long. But one of the things that we're doing is, and this is a day of service at Lions International, and this is January the 25th.
Yes, actually, it's all of the Arizona Lions clubs are doing some sort of project on the 25th. Not a fundraiser project,
no,
but something to the giving back to the community. And so the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions is going to be collecting glasses at a couple of locations that will be announced. I think one of them will be the Sally B's Restaurant and also Ace Hardware and Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be collecting glasses that morning, which then are turned around and are sorted and taken down to Phoenix and then used in third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only doing a service here locally, but then a service globally.
Right.
Other, the Prescott clubs, one is, giving donuts and pastries at a senior center and helping the seniors. And another one is doing feeding with more donuts and pastries for first responders at the fire station. So those are the sort of things that the Arizona Lions will be doing on the 25th.
But we'll be collecting glasses,
right. Our
club. So we'll have Lions members at the locations. And what was the time it was? I think it was 9 to noon. 9 to noon.
In the morning.
In the morning. Of course, Sally B's come for breakfast and drop your glasses off. You know, your used eyeglasses. And that's eyeglasses and even sunglasses. A lot of times the frames are used.
Right.
For, you know, repurpose the frames are for eyeglasses. So we take those too. In the meantime, if you are not available on January the 25th and say 9 to noon, I can't make it, I've got plans, drop them off at the Chamber of Commerce, Prescott Valley Chamber, at any time. And we have a collection box there. So that we'll collect them ahead of time and then make sure we get them delivered on Saturday the 25th to one of the locations and they get to the right spot. So if that doesn't work for you, again, another option is dropping them off at the Chamber.
Definitely.
Located at 7120 East Pav Way, Quayman Business Center, Suite 102, across from 1AZ Credit Union. But we'll collect them there. And
good.
then we'll go and, you know, always good for breakfast. So, you know, but, you know, many of us, and we talked about this when I mentioned the closet cleaning, is looking at cleaning stuff. You know, and I'm sure everyone has like this drawer full of used eyeglasses, whether they're, you know, readers or, you know, maybe your prescription changed or maybe the, you know, something, the arm busted off or something. So you've got that drawer full of used eyeglasses. Clear them out and bring them to us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the Early Bird Lions Club. We just got done, and I say, okay, tell us, John. I'll tell you. we kind of work that way anyway.
Sure program.
We work that way anyway. Hey, John, how about that? Let me tell you. No, we just finished our large fundraiser that we do every year. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year, and that was selling Christmas trees.
Yes, we did. We sold out in 12 days, which is almost a record. And we've been doing this for about 27 years. So it's really become the place to buy your Christmas tree every year. And we do have repeat customers. And we've even had customers that come up from the Phoenix area.
Yes.
To buy one of our trees because they know they're going to get a good fresh tree. But we sold about 228 trees.
Mm-hmm.
And now have the funds to continue the service back to the community because every dollar that we raise goes right back into the community in some way.
Absolutely. So all of us out there helping sell trees are volunteering.
Yes.
And it's so much fun, though. It's so much fun. The families come in and they bring the kids and we're finding our perfect Christmas tree and everybody leaves happy and it's really the spirit of the season.
Yeah, we opened the Saturday after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. So all the trees had snow on them from the snow that we had Thanksgiving
right.
night. So that always kind of special when people get into the spirit of things when they got snow on their Christmas tree.
Right, and that fundraises for us to be able to provide those sight and hearing exams and glasses for those in need.
Right.
And then a variety of other projects that we help with, which is, you know, adult literacy, diabetes programs like that we determine at a particular time where our funds will go back to the community.
Right. Well, this year, the Lions International have four initiatives that we're doing here locally, and that is hunger, which we participate with the Hungry Kids Project from the Humboldt Education Foundation. The other is diabetes, and we're planning a event in this spring to give a little bit of education about diabetes, primarily type 2 diabetes. Then we have a new one that is child cancer that we're working on, which I think is really kind of something special. It's kind of forgotten that cancer not only hits the adults in the various ways, but also kids. And then the other is the environment, and we always, every April on Arbor Day, we have some kind of special event that we participate in, giving back to the community in the parks, Prescott Valley Parks.
Well, we work alongside of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. They do tree planting, and this coming year we'll be tree planting at the Santa Fe Station Park, the
right.
brand new one on the corner of Santa Fe and Glassford Hill, so that'll be kind of fun to watch that park now have trees. So, you know, and that's coming up in April.
So, yeah, those are just the four initiatives from International. Then we participate and give back in so many other ways in the community. So
yeah, we support the Firefighter Angels and
yes,
in a lot of other programs. So we're active.
Do we have
room for any more people to join us if they want to be a part of the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club and serve the community with a great roaring fun group?
Well, we do. We have 47 members now, and you can pick and choose the activities that you participate in, so it gives plenty of chance to give back.
Right.
And we meet every Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock for breakfast, and that's the reason we're called the Early Bird Lions, because we meet at 7 o'clock. But we do have a lot of fun in all of our projects.
Well, we invite you to join us. Just come out and check us out,
yep,
as I always say, and come visit us and see if it's something that you'd like to do. But we found that you and I, Joy, we've been probably as long together. I think you're a year ahead of me, 14 or 15 years.
It'll be 15 years April 1st for me,
John. So, yeah. So there you go. I mean, we found a worthwhile organization to be a part of, and we're still having fun. So, again, collect those used eyeglasses. We'll be on site. Denny's, Sally B's, 9 to 12 on Saturday, January the 25th. In the meantime, if you want to, drop them off at the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Any questions, you can call me at 772-8857, and we can steer you. But we'll take those glasses, and let's get them back out into the community and people who can need them. So, again, Saturday, January 25th, Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, serving the community.
Great.
Thank you, John.
Yep.
Good job. All right, short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&I.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Snowflake Republican State Senator Sylvia Allen is pulling her bill raising the allowable age for sex education to 7th grade. She's taking it off to do an overhaul after a firestorm of claims that her bill would muzzle talk of homosexuality.
Things are just taking off, reporting things that aren't true, and then other people report it, and social media picks it up, and you Twitter it, and before you know it, the truth isn't out there anymore. I can't change the narrative. Everybody has this perception, and it's wrong. So the only thing to do, the logical thing to do, okay, fine, we'll shut down 1082.
The senator amended the bill a few days ago, saying outright that homosexuality is not in the definition of sexual conduct.
Hopefully I can come back with something that makes it very clear it's not an anti-gay bill, but it's there to protect parents.
Sunny skies today and tomorrow, chilling late tonight to a mostly clear 30 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Scattered rain and snow showers around lunchtime and very late night Thursday and Friday afternoon. Warming tomorrow and a windy Thursday to the low to mid 50s, around 48 Friday, a partly sunny 52 Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling after bedtime tonight to about 33, sunny tomorrow, warming to the low 60s Wednesday and Thursday, the same Thursday and Friday showers, warming to 56 Friday, 60 and mostly sunny Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year the year of the cat.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business, one of my favorite segments where we get to showcase some of our members doing great things in the community, making life easier for all of us. My first guest is Bud Jones. He's a realtor.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Oh, very, very good. Welcome. Which real estate company are you with?
I work for Flex Realty in Prescott. It's a small little real estate office, and there's a lot of older folks that have been around a while, and we just have fun doing what we're doing.
Yeah. So what's the market like? Are there a lot of – what's the inventory? I got a couple questions.
Okay.
Inventory, how's the inventory? And then how – what are people – who's moving here?
Okay, inventory. Inventory is lean right now. They can't, the builders can't keep up because we have, I heard a piece today on the news, as a matter of fact, that it was on Fox News, and they said, well, by the time we finish our program here, which is an hour program, 100 people would have moved into Arizona. I don't know that I really believe that fast, but I went, holy smokes. So, and of that, we have been in Prescott and Prescott Valley since 1986. We've been in Places Rated Almanac as one of the top 10 places to retire in the United States since 1986.
Right, right.
So we have an influx of people here that's just crazy. And a lot of them are coming from California. A lot of them are coming from New York. A lot of them are coming from Chicago, believe it or not. But most of them are from California because it's close.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just can't keep up here.
And we don't have a lot of people moving away.
No.
Creating the vacancies.
Oh, no, there's no vacancies.
We're all like happy.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's staying, so they're having to find new places.
Mm-hmm.
And what is helping a little bit is some people are moving up into houses like normally we do.
Oh, okay.
You know, as our income increases and our family increases, you need a bigger house or whatever else. So you move up and the youngsters move into those. But
right.
Now then with baby boomers like you and I are.
Conversely.
It's going the other way.
Right. We're downsizing.
Yeah. And so it's just kind of a fun market. I've been doing this since 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really kind of an interesting look on how it's twisting and turning around here.
Uh-huh.
In Prescott is surrounded on three sides by national forests, so they don't have much land left only going north.
Right.
So mm-hmm. That's the only way they can go. So Prescott Valley's exploding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Prescott Valley here, I remember when I came here in 98, this was a little bitty place, and it's mm-hmm. just nuts now. It mm-hmm. really is, and I like it.
Yeah.
It's a great
place. Very vibrant.
It is.
It's becoming vibrant and exciting. And so, yeah. So let's talk about you, because what do you bring to the table as far as, you know, people coming, I'm looking for a home. Tell me that you're going to take good care of me.
Well, okay.
Know the area, obviously.
Well, I know the area. I've been here for 22 years.
Right.
I came here and I started at Thomas Kincaid Art Gallery here when I first came.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of us remember that.
Yeah, it was fun and it was nice. And then I wanted to build a house. My wife and I wanted another house. And I just decided to start building here because mm-hmm. I was building in California and selling real estate over there also. And so I've been building and selling here for 20-some-odd years. I mean, I know everywhere around here. I've been a lot of the places, and I love it. It's a passion. And so I just really put forth an effort on customer service. That's what my mother taught me, because she was a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got into this deal. And my dad was in the construction business and taught me how to take care of people and give them what they're worth and what they want.
So you're relationship-driven.
Yeah, relationship-driven right. and community-driven.
Right.
Because you should do things right regardless, but in a little town, good news travels fast. Mm-hmm. Bad news travels like light speed.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, so uh-huh. So it's a thing that is not hard for me to do, because that's the way I do I'm very up on what's happening in the community, what's around, what's available, what's not available, what's going on with NAR, the mm-hmm. National Real Estate Association, the Arizona Real Estate Association, and our broker is very up to what's going on. So I keep people out of trouble, and I also listen to what they want and their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
From your background and my background, we were taught about listening to people,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do.
Right.
And I interview them and find out what they want, what they can afford. I don't show them anything before they are pre-qualified and we know what they can afford, because that's brutal.
Oh, nothing's worse than finding the most wonderful home and not being, it's not in your price range,
right.
You know, and nothing's worse than taking on more than you can handle.
It's devastating.
Absolutely.
It's devastating. And so you just got to take care of people in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've always strived to do.
Right.
And yeah. It's fun, you know, and it's a good thing.
So
and Jessica and I were talking about that just a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
So is it a buyer's market or a seller's market?
A little of both right now,
mm-hmm.
depending upon what strata you're in, buyer, seller. The million-dollar homes are a little slower to move, but anything in the $250,000 to $400,000 range, they stay around about a day and a half, 2 days, 3 days, four
wow.
days. I mean, it's crazy. There's not enough. The people have to move here now and rent or lease or build.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them do. They can't find a home.
Right.
And right. that's what we're running into a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so, but it's, and the city okay. councils are doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And the county government, the government people around here are doing a fairly good job, a really good job, I should say, of controlling growth or trying to control growth and trying to restrain it, you know. And,
right.
And the areas in which it's moving are appropriate.
And keeping it quality,
right.
quality community.
Right.
All right, bud. How do we get a hold of you if somebody says, "I like this guy. I want to talk to him about either selling my house or I know people moving here." How do they get a hold of you?
My phone number is 928-710-0643, and my email is bud.jones54@gmail.com.
All right.
And budsellsprescotthomes.com is my website.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Pretty easy.
Easy to get into the home you've always wanted.
That's right.
All right,
we'll
but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay, jump over here and talk to Jessica Sanchez. She is the owner of F&J's 24-Hour Garage Door Service. How are you, Jessica?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Excellent. So what's going on in your industry?
Busy, busy, busy with the residential and commercial because we do the 24/7 operation. If you call me at 8 o'clock and say my spring's broke, I have to be at work at 5, that means we're getting somebody out to you right that night. So
wow.
we constantly stay on the go up until the moment we're here right now.
Yes. And, but you were just texting yes. earlier and you were handling a problem when I came in to
exactly.
you know talk to you earlier on in the show. So you have 24-hour service. Mm-hmm. Is it on... That's on, you don't do new construction?
We can. We definitely will work with builders if the request is brought to us. We prefer, obviously, smaller builders, smaller communities, just because we prefer to do quality workmanship, right? And as maybe most of you know, sometimes with the newer builds, it's not, they're looking more for the economical way to go, whereas we're looking mm-hmm. for more of the quality, maybe custom type jobs, so.
So, answer me this then, With garage doors, are there certain times of the year, are there certain things that you should watch for? I mean, most of us take them for granted until they don't open.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh my gosh, now what yes. I do? And it's usually when you're trying to get out of the garage instead of get into the garage because, you know, now you've got to go to work or you've got an appointment or something like that. Something maintenance, mm-hmm. what people should kind of keep an eye on so they don't have to call you at 11 or 12 o'clock
yeah.
at night, but can keep their garage door working properly.
Exactly. When you know maybe there's a big freeze coming on, one thing that's become very common is the springs popping. We always know the time of year when that first super-duper cold thing's coming. Mm. It is broken spring after broken spring every hour of the day. And a lot of there's been actually a couple times where we're down to the last spring on the truck, and it's like, oh, my goodness, because there's just the weather change.
Okay.
So spraying it heavily with the correct lubricant really helps with that. And also having thresholds on the garage door. The thresholds are the black piece that goes on the actual concrete. To help from water just going there and lingering and now freezing your door to the concrete, right? So those just little things that we've really become experienced with that we try to take proactive action.
Yeah. Because I've had that happen.
Yeah.
It's been a freeze or a cold overnight
and it can
or
totally
whatever.
Tear apart
and then
the door.
The, and the, it's like,
yeah.
And holy smokes, you know? And I'm thinking, that's not good, you
yeah.
know? Oh, okay.
Dangerous.
I didn't know. Well, and now do you do that kind of installation?
We do.
You know, I mean, the service, do you do, we're talking preventive.
Yeah.
Come check my springs. Come mm-hmm. check my threshold. Make sure that this is operating properly because many homes, like mine was built in 2003, I think it busted once.
Right.
You know, and that's been about 10, 11 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
That it didn't work. But, and then my friend said, oh, I can fix it for you. And of course, they couldn't fix it for me. You know, don't ever have a friend say, I can fix it for you because then you got pieces everywhere and yeah. then you can still call
yeah.
service, you know?
Yeah. And it's very, very dangerous, obviously, with the springs. So,
yes.
Yeah. We can do preventative maintenance. We can do new installs, replacements, repairs, if it's repairable. And
okay. So let's say I got an older home.
Mm-hmm.
You want, a new garage door, you do that too?
We sure do.
Excellent.
Yep. And then obviously we do commercial work as well too. We're pretty heavy actually in the commercial, especially in the Quad City area up in Chino and Paulden as well too. So we can do big rolling steel doors. We can commercial sectional doors, broken springs. We can even do some of the man doors as well too, aluminum views and all that stuff. So
wow. Do you have a storefront or?
We do. We uh-huh. have our Spouse and Robert location in Prescott Valley. That is by appointment only most of the time, only because we are all constantly running. But if somebody would like to pick up a part, you want a remote control, a keyless pad, or you just want some trim for your door, give me a call the day before. We'll set a time, and we'll get you taken care of. That way you're not having to pay a service call.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go mm-hmm. back to keyless pad.
Yeah.
So some cars now have the the you can open your garage door from pushing a button inside your car. You know, it talks to you. But some of us haven't figured out how to program it yet. So can you do that?
We actually will not program customers' cars, safety reasons. You leave that car parked outside, you got the people, the not-so-great people
in the
world.
My garage door opened in it anyway.
What's that?
My garage door is open anyway, so it's always parked out front.
And
I never park it out
front. If my husband were to be at your home, he would tell you that is the most wrong thing you could do. Again, somebody could just literally hop into your car, pop that door open, and guess what? They have full access to your home. So we will, of course, do program remotes and all that good stuff. We will not do the smart functions on the vehicles for multiple reasons. Safety. Also, you don't want the guys to get in your vehicle maybe with a pocket knife on them and maybe rip your seats.
Well, that makes sense.
So there's a couple different reasons why.
Well, I just need to call a friend then.
Yeah.
Pull the book out. This tells you how to do it. I know there's a way.
Yeah.
I know there's a way. It just sounded like, oh, I know somebody who's an expert. I'm calling you.
Yeah. The cars, unfortunately, we will not do.
Well,
yeah.
And that's understandable. Yeah. That's truly understandable. Mm-hmm. But again, we talked about the springs and the safety and the hazards of those things kind of busting.
Yes.
But then again, also the keyless remote and that kind of thing that you
and
can
take care of. And garage door openers, the actual units that hang from the ceiling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how would somebody get a hold of you?
Sure. You can give us a call any hour of the day at 928-445-8487.
And then again, you're at Spouse and Robert, by appointment.
You got it. Yeah. Give me a call if you need to pick something up or if you just need us as a resource. We're happy to help.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page?
We do have our F&J's Facebook page. You can find us. And then also we do have our website at www.fnjsgarage.com.
And that N is the N sign, right?
No, it's actually F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, J, Jessica, S, Sam, garage.com. Sorry, I got off track.
But for all the information on our chamber spotlights on business, you can contact the chamber at 772-8857. We have Bud's information. We have Jessica's information. Bud Jones Real Estate, F&J's 24-hour garage door service. I hope you don't need it in the middle of the night, but it's nice to know you're there. But meanwhile, you can get those springs and everything checked out and make sure you're operating just perfectly. All right. Thank you both for joining us here on Chamber Spot on Business. Glad to have you on the show. And happy new year.
Thank you.
And we're moving on here. Okay. Take a short break. And when we come back, it's time to close out Tuesdays with here on Marnie. And we'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. So we're talking about what's going on this weekend. And one of the things, I got a very, very dear friend of mine coming into town. She's visiting. And hopefully, last year she made these plans to come into town, and it was in February. She was flying in from LAX to Prescott Airport. And guess what happened? As we all know, the big blizzard of 2019, and the airport was closed and completely canceled everything, and she wasn't able to make it. So now, again, we make plans this year. She's flying in, coming in on Thursday night. I'm looking at the weather, and what's it looking like? A little rain and snow. I'm thinking, surely this cannot happen again. So we're thinking, nah. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we might have some precipitation, but no snow, please. But meanwhile, things going on is opening on Thursday night is the Gin Game at Stage 2. J.P. Perpich and Sandy Vernon are playing the lead roles, and it is a wonderful production. Tickets are available by going to pca-az.net. And you can purchase those tickets, and it's just a fun evening. Go downtown, see a nice show, go to dinner ahead of time, but the Gin Gaming, and you'll remember Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy play that role, and it was very, very well known, but a lot of fun, so go out and see them. And then we've got the Northern Arizona Suns happening, coming up this weekend, so 17th and 18th, playing Sioux Falls. Game starts on Friday at a later time, and I think because I'll be there Saturday, and the doors open at 5 with the game at 6. So, again, lots of things going on. Keep an eye out. Join the Chamber of Commerce at pvchamber.org for more information, and thank you for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.